Good morning.
Good morning. Malka.
Welcome, Malka. You're the first and only one so far.
Okay.
Tana said she had a doctor's appointment this morning.
Okay.
We just have to wait to see.
All right.
I apologize this week. My sleep patterns has been greatly adjusted.
Yeah.
Hi, Angela.
I understand. I understand.
Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
We are going to be studying Psalm 61 today.
Okay.
It's a relatively short one, so in view of the raucous attack on Israel, there's some things we need to do in advance. So please join me in saying the Anna Bakoff. Anna Bakoff. Gedula Shemincha Tati Tzera Alfet Gimel Yutat Zadi Tavil Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu No Ra Tufer Shayim, Sintet Nun. Na Yibor, Dor Shehu Itcha, Keva Ba, Sham Re. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kav Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sipkatcha, Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Saditat Gimel Pasim Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Et Nonayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talimo Shin Tufav Tadi Yudza. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishnite Bishu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimud Leahta Lashem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Berichu koma de aved leila witata. O laihu kishot viovada kishot. Beleid lach mila bialma divae barnash. Bedach yalea mine aulan haga. Bea kalana dehakuru ovada. Dikshoti nun wikola itsteris be alma The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And every week where we don't connect to this verse, which is the one verse we study in the Tanakh that has the energy of peace in the Middle East, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. And any week we don't study this verse sufficiently, this is when the rockets break out, God forbid. Wissam ti makom le'ami li'Yisrael unta ti v'shaka ta'aktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosi ifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Please, you can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link, where you will find also the Esther DeBroat, and we're going to read the Esther DeBroat this morning first. Vayadaber Elohim et kol hadivarim hayei le'emor anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo tihiye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel u'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mimal v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachav lachem ולא תעבדם כי אנוכי השם אלוהיך אל קנה פוקד אהון אבות על בנים על שילשים ועל רבעים לשוני ועושה חסד לאלפים Le'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo l'shav Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Tavod V'asita Kol Melachtecha V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat L'Hashem Elohecha Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melachta Atah kol melachtecha v'yom hashvi'i shabbat l'Hashem Elohecha lo taseh kol melacha atah uvidcha uvitecha עבדך ויאמרך ובהמתך בגרך אשר בשעריך כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ את הים ואת כל אשר בם ביענך ביום השביעי Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikra shehu kabed et avicha ve'et imecha leman. Aya arikun yamecha al ha'adama. Asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach. Lo tirtzach, lo tinach, lo tignom, lo ta'aneh. Koreacha. Et shaker lo tachmot. Et reecha lo tachmot. Eshet reecha v'avdo v'amato v'shoro l'chamoro v'kol asher li reecha. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, if you'll open up the Psalms landing page, which you find on the Unique Astrological Times link, and scroll down almost to the bottom where it's Tehillim 61, we will begin with Elishem Yehud. And at the bottom of that section, Tehillim 61, there is a link to the Nachon Mamre Psalm stage. If you scroll down to Psalm 61 for that. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishvim Tehbitzilu Urchimu Tchimu Tchimu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Tehillim 61. David composed this prayer while fleeing from King Saul. The object of all his thoughts and his entreaty is that God grant him long life for the sake of pursuing the pleasures of the world, but rather to serve Hashem in awe all of his days. This is the kavanah to have as we read this psalm. The first word is lamnatzeach. And we direct you to the Yearning for Redemption PDF file, starting on page 6. For additional information about the word Lamnatzeach, there are 9 verses in Psalm 61. The number 9 connects to Yesod as well as Chachma. Other Hebrew words with a gematria of 9 are translated as heat or a covering. A Hebrew word with the gematria of 9 can be translated as his coming or his coming with a capital H. Now open up the link to the Bechon Mamre website, the Psalms landing page, and scroll down to chapter 61. And we will start reading with verse 1. Lamnatzeach al neginat le'David. For the leader, with string music, a psalm of David. Now you'll notice the word psalm is not in the Hebrew. And the translation of neginat as a string instrument Rabbi Sutton discusses this in the PDF file in the introduction. So I would direct you there for the information. The second verse. Shema Elohim Rinati Hakshiva Tefilati. Elohim, hear my cry. Attend unto my prayer. The third verse. Mikseh haaretz elecha ekra ve'atov libi v'tzur yarum mimeni tanheini. From the end of the earth will I call unto thee when my heart faints. Lead me to a rock that is too high for me. The verse has 10 Hebrew words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. What is the meaning of a rock that is too high for me? A rock can be a code word for Hashem. King David is saying, support me even though I don't have the merit, even though Hashem is so far away and above me. Lead me there. Bring me closer, Hashem. The fourth verse. Ki hayita makseli migdalos mifnei ayoyev. For thou hast been a refuge for me, a tower of strength in the face of my enemy. Eight words, and every time we have the number eight, we're connecting to the Sephirah of Bina, representing the energy store and representing the world that is coming. Twenty-six letters connecting directly to Hashem through his gematria of 26. The fifth verse. Agura b'achalcha olamim echese b'seter v'kanef k'naf echa selah. I will dwell in my tent forever. I will take refuge in the covert of your of thy wings. Selah. The word Selah is telling us to contemplate. It's a pause in the reading. To contemplate what is being said. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malkut. Letters connecting to the 32 paths of wisdom. 32 connecting to the essence of your heart. This information of these numbers is a good thing to take into your meditation as you pause with the word Selah. The sixth verse. Ki ata Elohim shamata lindarai natata yaroshatire shemecha. For thou, Elohim, has heard my vows. Thou hast granted the heritage of those that fear your name. What is the heritage of those that fear your name? Moving closer. Thine words. And 33 letters. So we have thine words and 33 letters, which connects to the energy of Hod Shebachod, indicating that the connection of the nine words is to Yesod. The seventh verse. Yamim al yamei melech tosif shenotav kimo dor vador. May thou add days unto the king's days. May his years be as many generations. Nine words. Thirty-one letters connects to the name Kel, or Aleph Lamed El, name of God associated with Chochmah. The eighth verse. Yashev Olam Lifnei Elohim Chesed Ve'emet Man Yisrael. May he be enthroned before Hashem, before Elohim forever. Appoint mercy and truth that they may preserve him. Chesed is a code word for mercy, actually for loving kindness, but it's a code word for the first of the lower Sephirot. And while truth, emet, is a code word for yesod, the lowest of the lower sephirot, except for malchut. The ninth verse. Kein azamra shim chalad l'shalmin nidarai yom yom. Eight words connecting to Bina. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the energy of the 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, the 22 regular letters and 5 final letters. The English translation of verse 9. So will I sing praise unto your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. I'll now read the Hebrew in sequence. Lamnaseah al neginat ledavid. Shema Elohim reinati. Akshiva tefilati. Mikteh haaretz. Elecha ekra. Basof libi. Bitsur yarum mi meni tanfeni. Ki chayita makseli migdalos mishne oyev. Agura b'achalcha olamim. Echese b'seter b'nafecha sela. Ki ata Elohim shamata lindarai natata yerushat yire shemecha yamim al yameh melech tosif shenotav kibo dor vador yeshev olam lifnei Elohim chesed ve'emet man yimseruchu Shainazam ra shim chalad le shalmi nedarai yom wa yom. That's the end of our class. Are there any questions? Class tomorrow night, Motzi Shabbat at the 7 o'clock times. And then Sunday morning, we will continue our preparation for the spring and summer holidays at 10:30. And at 3 o'clock, Advanced Reincarnation. Those to all of the times mentioned are West Coast times. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Gadol. Shalom to all.